It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a pro, John. Now who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now. Now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, a Friday edition. So happy Friday. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Beautiful outside, Andy.
Oh, it's fantastic. A little warm for me. 85.
It is a little warm, yes. Yeah, it is a little warm.
Yeah.
And it started that way. It was pretty warm just, you know, early morning this morning. I was out super early, and it was warm even then.
You know, I got to be honest. After the winter and spring that we've had, it was so weird walking out in the morning and having it feel Arizona-ish.
I know. And the smell's different.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, just like overnight.
Everything's just burning
I know.
Out there.
Anyways.
Okay.
It's not. Anyways, get out and enjoy the weekend. It's absolutely fabulous. Yesterday, I didn't get a chance to talk about this. We had so much going on. We just never got to it. The question of the day, what activity will give you which I don't believe this answer, by the way. What activity will give you a 21% chance of having a healthy body weight? The answer is playing video games. I don't see that.
Well, 21%. That means that there's a 79% it's going to make you fatter.
Good point.
So okay. I can go with that.
Good point.
You know, I've actually seen some people when they play video games.
Really get into it?
They're very active.
Okay.
They're sweating.
Okay, well.
I don't get it. I never got into video
me
games.
Andy, I never did either. It's just, I am.
Did you ever play Pong and that kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm thumb challenged. I don't do well with that stuff. I don't know why. Even though I'm mechanically inclined and can fix most anything, not bragging, but just the way my brain works, I do not do well with video games.
Well, what about, you know, when you were more of a teenager or in your early 20s and the church group goes to the arcade and you get to grab the joystick and shoot
things? I never played them much.
You know, it always blew my mind. You'd have all these church groups and they'd go to these arcades and you'd see all these church kids at these games and they're just the bloodlust. Yeah. Shooting and killing everything on the screen. It was kind of funny.
The only type of video games I'm decent at is when you're shooting something. Those I can do.
Yeah, I'm sure you're very good at that.
I can do that. I can do that well. Yeah, but when it comes to the thumb stuff, no, I don't do well with that stuff at all.
No, me either. But I guess I still think 21% is high.
Yeah, I get it.
That's high.
All right, today's impossible question, okay. And there's no multiple choice today. Ann said this one was too easy, so just go to the website and answer it, rushtoreason.com. You may be a couple, but 40% of you say, it's a pretty good number, by the way, 40% of you say you do this separately. What is the activity?
Well, I would say exercise, but that would probably be higher than 40%, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably.
I doubt 60% exercise together.
Because,
you know,
be flip-flopped.
Getting your schedules together,
right.
yeah, probably not. So, I don't know.
I by the way, Ann, I don't think this one was that easy. I would have put multiple choice down because I never would have guessed this one.
Okay, then.
So, there's a little hint for you. So, all right, I have a few. Jeff Foxworthy, I don't know if he put these out or not. Somebody claims he did. I don't know if he did or not, but here's a few. You know you're from Colorado when?
All right.
You switch from heat to AC all in one day.
Well, that's true.
That's pretty. You know what the People's Republic of Boulder means.
Absolutely true.
It's pretty good. This one's good. Your sense of direction is towards the mountains or away from the mountains.
Yes. I mean, that's how I know north.
Right. Yes. Do you get challenged when you go to other cities on where north, south, east, west is?
When there's no mountains? Yes.
Yeah,
like when I go to, you know, I got friends in KC and Wichita, places like that. John, I have no idea where north, south, east, west are without the mountains.
I'm with you. the bike on your car is worth more than your car, and you have your own special bike lane. That's when you know you're from Colorado.
Yeah, it's true. Your own special
unfortunately, it's true.
Tax-funded bike lane that displaced a real lane. Sorry, I'm angry. Go ahead.
This is me. You're able to travel 65 miles an hour through 13 feet of snow during a raging blizzard without even flinching.
Oh, heck yeah.
This isn't going to happen much anymore. Well, depending upon how they come out of bankruptcy, you take your out-of-town guest to Casa Bonita, even though you would never go there otherwise.
Yeah, I always thought that was just for kids.
Yeah, I don't think, for me, taking out-of-town guests there, that was 30 years ago. Which we did that a long time ago.
It's been many years since you were a professional diver there.
Yes, in the Speedo jumping off the cliff, yes. you design your kids' Halloween costumes to fit over a snowsuit, although that applies to where even you were from.
Oh, Andy. Wisconsin? Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
You know, all four seasons, almost winter, winter, still winter, and spring blizzards. Yeah, okay, I get that one.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, you can never figure out why out-of-town guests faint from the altitude sickness on a picnic to the mountains. That was actually pretty true.
Yes. When I first moved here, I told you this, didn't I? I moved to Loveland, mm-hmm. and I used to run about 3 to 4 miles a day when I was back in Wisconsin. I was 17 years old, you know. I went up there. I tried to run 1 mile and just about passed out.
No, you never told me that. Really?
I couldn't make it a mile.
Really?
Yeah, there's no air.
Yeah, true.
That's why I don't understand how teams can come here and compete with our teams here. I just don't understand how they do it.
Oxygen.
Yeah.
You see them on the sidelines. Oxygen.
Oh, it's literally incredible.
This is a good one, by the way. You know the correct pronunciation of Buena Vista.
Okay.
Out-of-towners typically.
What do they say?
No, I don't. What do they say, Charlie? What have you heard people say from out-of-town? Oh, Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
It's Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
A timberline is someplace you've actually been.
Okay, I get that
one. You know what a Chinook is? Yes, we do. You know what Rocky Mountain oysters are?
Sadly, yes.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had? I have not.
Oh, I have. Yeah, they're good.
They're good?
Yeah, they are. If prepared correctly, yes. They're good. Very good. Actually, Charlie, they kind of do. Charlie says they taste like chicken. They do. They taste like a white meat. And my great aunt used to make them. She would deep fry them.
Yeah, but you know what, John? That's one of those foods where I don't care how good it is, and it may be a delicacy somewhere. Just knowing what it is, I can't eat it.
It's the thought.
There's that. Like, horse is actually a very popular food in many parts of the world. I don't want to eat a horse.
I am with you there. Okay, this one used to be true, but it's not anymore. A bear on your front porch doesn't bother you nearly as much as a Democrat in Congress does. That used to be Colorado, but that's not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. That's an old one. Old list.
That's an old list. Yeah, very old list. And again, it's an old list because of this one. Having a senator named Nighthorse doesn't seem so strange.
Yeah.
He was the one that switched, by the way.
Yes, we did.
We forget that. Or I think the last one in Colorado to do so.
You know, he became a pretty reliable
vote. He did, actually.
Vote.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Charlie and I were talking about that. You weren't here one day, and he and I were talking off air about that, how, you know, he made that switch and really became pretty solid conservative when it was all said and done.
He did. And by the way, that shows you a lot about how people are very loyal to their parties, because the second he broke free of it, he became very reliable. It surprised me. Okay, what else you got?
You think a red light means 3 more cars can go? I saw some of that today, actually.
Yeah, that's a lot of places, though.
You dress in shorts, sandals, and a parka with a hood? Yeah, okay. You can go golfing in January.
Back up for a second. I will say this about Colorado. I've never seen a place, you know, and I've lived in, you know, a couple, a few different places, the Deep South, KC, Wisconsin, and here. I've never seen a place where people dress so much in layers.
Yeah, true.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yes, we do. We know that. If you're from Colorado, you know layers.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. This one, by the way, I have actually done. I don't know if Charlie or Andy have, but you've peed on the Continental Divide just so it could run into both oceans.
No, I didn't
have you ever
do
done that,
that,
Charlie? No, never? Oh, I have. Well, I'm the only one?
Yeah, you are, John.
I guess I'm the true Coloradan here.
I guess you are,
born
John.
And raised. Yeah, when we were kids, you'd go, you know, camping trips, and yeah, there's places in Colorado where you can hike right to the divide, and there you go.
Well, just so you only made sure what flows and not rolls.
That's right.
That's right.
That's good. Then it says, lastly, you actually understand these jokes and then send them to your Colorado friends. So
Charlie's grimacing.
I know he is, and it's funny. All right, so we got a lot for you today. Well, not a lot. We're going to have a lot of fun. Let's just say that. So we've got the movie today, which is Dream Horse.
Dream Horse.
Good movie, by the way. We'll talk about that in a moment. So we'll come back. We'll do the review. We'll also do movies from the 90s. Richard will join us at the 4 o'clock hour. And I will just give you guys all a little heads up. I didn't think much about this. When Andy said movies from the 90s, I just thought, okay, that's fine. Holy crap, I was busy in the 90s because I didn't watch too many movies. This is not one of my better genres of movies we've done, by the way.
So you didn't get out a lot to the movies?
No, because I was raising kids and a family and running a business, and I guess I finally dawned on me that the 90s were pretty busy.
Well, John, I was managing movie theaters.
So you watched a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're one up on me,
then. A lot of these movies I actually built
You are one
reels.
Up.
Yes.
You are definitely going to be one up. So all of you listening, I'll need a little help today because this was an era that, yeah, John was working really, really, really hard, and I didn't hardly go to a movie. I'll just admit it. I just didn't. I didn't have time.
When did you get back into it?
Probably not until the mid-2000s or so. So about 15 years of really working hard, raising family, you know, doing all the things you need to do.
Well, so next week, that'll be getting more back into your realm. Mm-hmm. And also, by the way, we're going to get more back into when Richard was actually old enough to really remember him.
Good point. Really good point. Okay. So that'll be in the 4 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock. I have got some interesting things I want to talk to Andy about. One of them being there is a prediction that 35% of small businesses risk financial failure this summer, and it breaks it down even to the different categories. So we'll talk about some of that in the. This is by the way an article that came out from Alignable, and thank you guys at Alignable for sending me this. They didn't have any representatives that could come on, but they did send me all the facts and figures, and I appreciate them doing so.
Actually, John, and I'll just say this: I think they make a scary good point.
We'll talk about it at 5 o'clock. So
all right,
all of you stay tuned. We'll be right back. Up next, Extreme Auto Repair. And I do say this all the time: make sure you're not one of those vehicles stuck on the side of the road. I saw several of those, especially now with the heat that we've got. I saw several of those on the way down, even to the station today. Don't be that guy. Get the vehicle in, get it handled, get it taken care of. And last but not least, I'm seeing. I know this is maybe a stretch for Extreme, but it all ties in. I'm seeing different posts. I kind of belong, Andy, to some of these local neighborhood Facebook posts and so on.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing folks lately asking about, you know, what new car should I buy? I want to just
right
answer.
Right now?
Yeah, I want to answer back. If you can find one, good luck.
You know, John, you never buy high.
Exactly.
You never buy when the market is absolutely strapped for inventory.
Thank you, Andy. So right now is not the time to buy a new car. It is the time to put a little money into the old car and keep driving it.
Oh, yes.
Because it's at an all-time high. So Extreme can do that for you. Don't forget Cooper Tires at cost. Fill out the form at klzradio.com for Extreme, and you'll receive free wiper blades or a tire rotation. Again, klzradio.com.
Chris owns a heating and air conditioning company and needs a reliable auto repair shop to maintain his fleet of service vans.
It's Chris with Rock Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, and we had used a bunch of different companies in the past that we weren't particularly happy with.
He keeps trying different places, but they have generally high prices and they charge inconsistent amounts for the same service.
Services weren't the same across the board. For one van, they would charge us X price. For one van, for the same service, it would fetch us more. So it was never consistency.
Then Chris finds Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. He tours their facility and talks to their technicians.
They just really made you feel at home, and I never got that feeling that they would want to take advantage of me, which is important to me.
Now, Chris gives all of his business to Extreme Auto Repair in Parker because they provide reliable service at consistent prices.
Consistency, quality, and the biggest thing is trust. I trust them completely with all of our service vans because anything they do, they've got my best interest at heart.
KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Raise money to rescue trafficked girls. Join me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, Saturday, June 12th at Raccoon Creek Golf Course as we golf for freedom. Your donation will help support Joy International in the rescue, restoration, and reintegration of children, teens, and young adults affected by trafficking. Sign up now at klzradio.com/money and receive a free copy of my book, 18 Holes to Retirement. It's a short but interesting book. Let's golf for freedom together, Saturday, June 12th at Raccoon Creek Golf Course on Bowles in Littleton. Register now at klzradio.com/money.
get a job, avoid public transit, listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for a movie?
Definitely.
All right, here we go. Everyone, and I mean everyone, John, likes an underdog story. Is it true?
Yes.
Absolutely, and they especially like it when it's a true story. But the question is it fresh? Is it something we haven't seen a million times? Let's find out. Up next is Dream Horse.
1683, please. £32.28, please.
I'm telling you, boys,
she was my horse, and she won.
I haven't seen him in here before. Owns a racehorse, does he?
Owned. Word is, he almost lost everything.
Things are a little tight cash-wise these days, so...
Nice sirloin.
Cheers, Nellis.
I need something to look forward to when I get up in the morning. I'm going to breed a racehorse.
Absolute madness.
It's normally wealthy professionals who go in for this kind of thing.
There's ways of doing these things, isn't there? 20 people in the village put in a tenner a week for 2 years.
When the horse is born, everyone will be owners.
We'll all have an equal share.
If you lot are good enough to own a bloody racehorse, so am I.
It's a tenner every week, Kirby, you pillock.
Oh, God, he's gorgeous, isn't he?
He needs a name.
What about Dream Alliance? It's our dream, and we're all in it together, so Dream Alliance.
Dream Alliance!
Dream Alliance! Dream Alliance.
When you were little.
Remember, there's a less than 1% chance this horse will ever win a race.
He's facing the wrong way.
If he keeps going in that direction, he'll end up back in the village.
Well, he's pretty rough around the edges.
Come on, lad.
Governor?
He's definitely got something about him.
Spirit.
Character. Like his own.
Be brave. This is what you were born to do.
We're going to the races.
The horse is gonna race! So proud of you. Seems like anything was possible.
The horse from nowhere has captured the hearts of the nation.
Our jobs, our community, even our pride. And then Dream came along and reminded us what life is like when you are old.
Pretty inspirational, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Even just listening to the promo, it's really, I don't know, just a feel-good kind of movie.
Yes.
Well, let's take a look at it. In this true story about a small Welsh town, jobs are scarce. Very scarce, and everyone just gets by. Old or young, they seem to be just aging. Did you notice that?
Just getting by.
Yeah, letting years pass by without really living. Everybody's just kind of, you know how people kind of become automatons? Even in a small town, they're just getting older. There's no misery, but there's no real hope either. They just exist. Well, one woman couldn't stand it any longer. Her name is Jan Vokes. And once again, folks, this is based on a real story. Her name really is Jan Vokes. And she's played by one of my favorites, Toni Collette, who, by the way, is just a terrific actress, isn't she?
Agree.
Yeah, I just love her.
Yes.
And she, in this movie, she's a part-time bartender, a part-time grocery store clerk, and full-time wife to a man who was once a fighter, but now he sits hopeless in front of his TV. He's lost
the telly.
All. Yeah, in front of the telly.
The telly.
Exactly. And he's lost hope just like the entire town.
Yep.
Everything around them, there is no hope. I'm not talking about oppression, misery.
No.
Just no hope.
Just dismal.
Yeah. Just.
I mean, it's not like depressing and, you know, not the Schindler's List sort of depressed, but just.
Yeah, no horror.
Just down and out.
You could have taken everything in this movie, taken the color out of it and made it black and white,
yep.
And you wouldn't know any difference.
Yep, exactly. Well said.
It's like Romania in the 40s.
Yes, good, yeah.
Okay.
Good comparison.
Well, Jan has never bred a horse, obviously, but she decides it can be done if she can get the funding. So she proposes a preposterous idea. I mean, it's just crazy. It really is. To this group of townspeople, that all these folk who are barely getting by, I mean, they're barely making it, John, but they can all give just a little bit each week so they can buy a mare and then mate the mare with a stud horse at a high price. Then they'd raise and race it.
Right.
That's their big goal.
Right.
This would normally be shot down, but these people are just aging. They're just like her, even the young ones. And this is really interesting. The young and the old, there doesn't seem to be any difference in this
movie.
None.
That's the
best
part about it, actually.
I love it, yeah. The only way they can afford any risk in life is if it's shared.
Good point.
Now, that's very important.
Yeah, very good point.
Yeah. These people, none of them can afford to take risks, but they can only do it if it's shared, and surprisingly, they do.
Mm.
Well, they're quite a collection. You've got the town drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he's terrific.
He is, actually.
You got the town Karen, and he's terrific.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And he's just, you know, lecturing people on little things. You can't waste this kind of gas going up to here. You can't do this.
Right.
You've got to follow these rules, those rules. And my gosh, you'd think he was Jared Polis.
Yeah. Good
Only you
good
like
explanation.
Him more. Only he's more likable.
He's likable, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you got the young lad. You've got the accountant who's down in his luck, who has basically blown up his life, right?
On racing.
Yeah, on racing. Well, the accountant, of course, because of this, has even greater risk, as his marriage was endangered by a previous risky venture that went south. And he likes the racehorses as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, he jumps in. But this is good. Why? Because he's not doing it all with his money.
True.
Just chipping in with everybody else. That's a good idea. There are many steps to be taken. You got to get the mommy horse. You got to pay for the daddy horse. All right.
The stud.
Then you got to pay a trainer.
Right.
And you got to get the trainer to agree
that
your horse has the potential to race. Well, we see all the ingredients of an underdog story here. You got the poor people out of their element, you know, facing these terrible setbacks and thrilling hopes and having things go bad and go, you know, it's up and down and up and down. And real lives are hanging on small hopes of success. You know, one of the really interesting things, John, is when we see these underdog stories, it's usually poor people. And when poor people are reaching for the stars, if they don't, they're working without a net.
Right.
Okay, it's not like a rich person who's doing this as a venture.
True.
If things go wrong for them, they've lost everything, and now they're even more poor than they were before.
Right.
But in the end, we have one woman who won't give up, and a town teaching us a lesson. Without dreams, we're just existing. Life without risk has no purpose.
Yep.
All right? Okay, what works in this movie?
You know what? Let's do this.
Yeah?
Let's take a break and come back and do that.
Sure, we'll do that
first. Perfect timing. We'll come back, we'll do that, and then give a little recap on
what works, what doesn't work, and what do we think.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Franktown Firearms is next, folks. And gosh, what can I say? They've had their sale going on all week long. They extended it from Memorial Day weekend in through this week. There's 50% off membership initiations, as well as they're covering the background check if you buy a firearm. So they'll be out there all weekend, by the way, including tonight, klzradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Everyone at Franktown Firearms has the same goal, to fire off some freedom seeds safely and confidently. That common goal builds relationships based on shared values and mutual respect, which makes Franktown Firearms one of the few places you can preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Because they maintain good relationships with suppliers, treat customers with respect, and offer lower tax rates, Franktown Firearms continues to sell guns and ammo at or below MSRP. But they don't only want you to buy a gun. They want to see you develop confidence through practice. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/franktown for $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members, first responders, and military veterans receive discounts in the shop, as well as discounts on all classes. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Golden Eagle Financial, and you know, Andy even said this the other day, if you didn't hear from your financial advisor multiple times through COVID with everything we have going on, I was saying for a while, if you didn't hear from him at all, but Andy's like, wait a minute, time out. No, if you didn't hear from him, like him or her, you know, numerous times through COVID, you need somebody new.
Oh my gosh, with all the peaks and valleys and changes and things that happened during COVID, if you weren't hearing constantly from them, you were
being
poorly
served. If you had someone
who
went and hid in the closet because of COVID, you need a new one, is my point.
Oh, yes.
Right? And by the way, some did, and I know that for a fact.
Yes.
So some did. So if that was you and you need somebody new, go call Al today, 303-744-1128, or find him on klzradio.com.
Walk out of Al Smith's office feeling great about your retirement plan. Think about how you feel after talking to your current financial advisor. Worried that you might run out of money. Uncertain about whether or not you've saved enough. Confused about what sort of budget you'll have in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, will help you strategize so the money you've already saved will meet your future goals. Tell Al Smith how much you currently have in your 401k or IRA. He will show you how to make that money last. Reinvesting your nest egg into alternative tax-free accounts will preserve your wealth for the future. You've done well setting money aside all those years. Now you just need to know the next step. Find out how your years of saving will fit into your retirement plan. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Inflation is near a 30-year high. Your taxes are on the rise. It is difficult for employers to find employees who are willing to work. Kim Munson here. Monday, nationally known economist, market expert, business commentator, and author of The Man's Guide to Corporate Culture, Heather Zumarraga, shares her perspective on the latest jobs numbers, inflation, and what you can expect from the Harris-Biden-Obama-Rice economy. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate. And John, first of all, with Dream Horse, was that a pretty good synopsis?
Yes.
Of what happened with
the film? I was thinking really through the movie last night, very much the way you were, that it shows you what happens when we have nothing to dream about, nothing to look forward to, nothing to, you know, have hopes for, you know, no goals. It just shows you what happens in life in general, which, by the way, is where we were with COVID for the past year.
Yes.
This was a great, by the way, timing on this to remind people that you need those things in life. Frankly, Andy, I don't know. I doubt if they timed it that way on purpose, but the timing's perfect.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, John. I was thinking this. Just good enough is intolerable.
Yes.
Mankind wasn't made for that. Mankind was made for dominion. And that, you know, when people hear that, they think dominance. That's not what it is. Mankind was made, though, to be more, fly higher,
to reach,
to achieve, to risk, to fall, to fail, and to try again.
That's exactly right. And,
okay.
And that was all in the movie, by the way. And
you had an entire little town that took no risks.
That's right. We said it once already, but we'll keep saying it. It's Dream Horse for everybody that's listening. So
yeah.
Dream Horse was the movie. We reviewed it last night, Andy and I, and I would highly recommend, we'll give our actual stats on what we think, you know, rating wise, but I would say go see it.
Yeah, I would too.
I thoroughly enjoy it. And again, well, when
we're
I was
giving it away, but yeah,
when I was watching it last night and really thinking, you know, is it a movie about a horse?
No,
it's a movie about what happens in life when you have no goals, nothing to reach for, and then when something all of a sudden that comes on and gives you that. The life it can give life.
Yeah.
Is that the way to... I know I'm life...
No, it's a perfect way to put it. I put it a different way, but it's the same thing, just different words. I say risk. A life without risks has no purpose. You have to have the possibility of failure.
Agree.
You can't just subsist.
No, in fact, it's when you say that's interesting. As I was watching the movie... And I'm not giving anything away because you can. It's a true story. You can go read about this even before you go see the movie if you'd like.
I didn't.
So I just went into this thing really fresh. In fact, I didn't. I'll be very honest. I knew really very little about the movie other than Andy said that's what he was going to see. So I thought, okay, I'll go see it. I saw a couple of previews for it. I had no idea it was a true story until the very end of the movie.
I knew it was a true story, but I purposefully avoid reading any of that stuff. Because I don't want that to spoil it for me. I don't want to go in and say, well, gee, it isn't real enough. I just want to see how good of a movie it is.
I don't want to give the movie away, but I will say this. As the movie was going along and about halfway through, it was sort of like, wait a minute, time out. This is almost too good of a story to be true. You know, this just can't be this way without some sort of failure, quote unquote.
Right. You got to have the setbacks.
You got to have something there. And I don't want to give the movie away because you need to go see it, but... It's all there. Let's just say it that way. I'll just I'll just leave it at that. It's all there.
All right, let's jump in. What works? First of all the characters, John, are absolutely real.
Fabulous.
I mean, you've seen a lot of these underdog movies with, you know, even with Rocky and Mick and this kind of stuff. They don't really feel real, which is great, though. That was a totally different genre, and I loved it. These people feel real.
No, because there wasn't.
They're
really
not impressive.
Yeah, there wasn't any huge actors. You know,
Tony Collette's pretty big.
Yeah, there was a couple, I guess you could say,
but not many.
I mean, Damon Lewis is getting to be a bigger name. You know, right. He's the star of Billions.
Yeah.
And you know, so he's getting to be a little bit bigger name. Which, by the way, for everybody that may not know this, his wife just recently passed away as well. And I don't know how far after this movie was done, and or was that part of what was going on in this movie. You know, was she, you know, because she died of cancer, was that part of what was going on when he was filming this movie? And I don't know. I didn't read any of that, so I don't know.
I don't know, but he certainly brought really good emotion to the role, because here he's an accountant. And let's face
boring.
It, we all look at accountants as boring people.
Exactly.
The Dilbert world,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
But he is a very real person. And one Agreed. Thing that I loved about this movie is that they all rallied together and became just fans.
And friends. Which they, even though...
With all their different
lifestyles.
Keep
in mind, even though they all lived in the same town, I don't know that you would say they were all friends prior to this.
No.
They were acquaintances. Yes.
They were acquaintances, but they hadn't been on the same team.
Yes.
All right. So first of all, they're all very real. Secondly, there's an incredible chemistry between the townspeople. And like I said before, they celebrate together. Not often do we see that. Where townspeople really celebrate together. I mean, yeah. We all see, you know, at the end of Hoosiers, everybody's jumping up and down in the stands. This is their team. But this was something they all invested in and risked on, which was very, very different. So every time something goes well, they're celebrating. Every time something goes badly, they're all mourning together. And this movie has its ups and downs. Next, as I said earlier, no age barrier at all. Young people sing old songs. Old people sing new songs. They sing them together. They have fun on the bus. I just loved watching them all singing on the bus together.
Agree.
It was just, I mean, have you ever seen young and old so loving each other more than that scene when they're all on the bus?
Again, shows you if there's a common goal or, to Andy's point, common risk at stage, it separates all of those ages. Or, I mean, it eliminates all of the ages.
Yeah. We don't risk together enough anymore. No. Okay, the rich versus poor message isn't anti-capitalism, and that's something I liked. It's just mutual respect, because wealthy people can become detached and disrespectful toward the poor.
They can.
I mean, Jesus made that point pretty clear. But that's all it's hitting. They bring forth that message without attacking capitalism. In fact, what they were doing was a kind of group capitalism, which I really liked.
True.
Which, by the way... This movie, as an aside, also lays out exactly why my Green Bay Packers play in Green Bay, Wisconsin. They did the exact same thing in Green Bay for a football team that these people did with a horse. So for me, it was kind of neat.
Okay.
All right. Finally, this is a great look inside horse racing from the ground up. Because I never thought, you know, I just think about, well, they have the horse and they get the jockeys, get the best jockey, best horse, and get them together.
Right.
I'd never thought about from... You know, getting the mare, finding the right stud, getting the right trainers. And the jockey, you don't even get to know the jockey.
Nope.
I'd never thought about that. And
it's a big business.
I would have thought something like that would have bored me. It didn't. It was interesting.
It's fascinating, actually.
Yeah. And also, finally, it takes a look at novices breaking into a world they don't know at all.
Good point.
They have no idea this world. And so while they're learning it piece by piece, we are.
Great point.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think, you know, and by the way, the name of the movie again, Dream Horse. Andy and I saw it last night. I want to add something to what you just said a moment ago too, Andy, which you and I talk about constantly on this program. It was also an example of where, even though you may not have the advantage of all of the things you mentioned a moment ago, money, contacts, trainers, all of those different things, what they learned to do, especially the key character, is they learned how to work harder than the rest and to put forth that best foot and not take no for an answer.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. But you know what, though? It also showed how they, because they all were putting their money into it, a lot of people's risk was at stake, and at times they would have disagreements.
Yes.
Hey, maybe we should cash out at this
right.
point.
Right.
No. Well, let's go all in. Let's cash out. No. And they had disagreements over that. That's the one problem with shared risk. When it's only you, you can make the call.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was neat, too.
Agree.
All right. What doesn't work? There were some things. The slow pace early on is flat out tedious.
It's a little slow.
It's too slow. And this movie was close to 2 hours. I don't believe they should have cut like 20 minutes out of it, but they should have cut 5 to 10 and sped up the first third of it a little more.
I'm not denying that.
A little less. And here's the thing. A lot of these movies that, you know, come out of Europe, you know, and this one's out of England, mm-hmm. of course, they're spending too much time showing you what it's like to live there.
Agree.
It's a little too much of a documentary teaching you piece.
In the first 15 minutes or so, you're correct.
Right, and it's slowing it down. It slowed it down a lot.
Yes.
There were unnecessary elements strewn throughout several scenes that just slowed it down. It was trudging early on. I was wondering, okay, is this thing going to take off?
I was the same, by the way.
Another problem is the jokes in this movie are too understated. They're too soft. There were a number of times when I would hear what was a very funny line, and I'm like, louder, please.
Right.
It was almost under their breath.
Right.
A lot of the funniest lines were like under their breath in a severe accent.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of the European way, though?
It is the European way. But if you look at things like Notting Hill, they understood that and made sure not to do it when they were putting out a movie for general consumption. I'm just saying this.
Yeah. Although this one being a true story, maybe they tried to just be more true to what the story itself was.
Totally understand. But if you are somebody from England or Ireland and whatever, watching this movie, you're going to catch it all. If you're somebody from America, you're going to struggle to catch a lot of these funny lines.
I agree.
And I thought that was a problem. They should have pumped them up, at least pump up the volume on those lines a little bit, do something, slow them down, enunciate, because it wasn't something that happened once. It was something that probably happened a dozen times through the movie.
Okay.
And finally, this underdog movie, it's pure formula. Incredibly predictable through much of the movie. You were not surprised through hardly any of this movie. Okay? It was right according to formula. And but you see, they were doing a real story, and
it just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Right.
So, on the one hand, I'm glad they did it the way it is. I don't like it when they go away from the real story too far.
No, in fact, I'll add one
thing. But on the other hand, it was predictable.
And you'll know this, you'll learn this at the end of the movie, but I'll add one thing to it as well, is they did a fabulous, probably the best job I've ever seen, of really getting the actors to look as close to the original characters that the movie's about as possible.
Did you love, as much as I did, the ending where they show the actors next to the people they were playing,
probably
they were all singing this anthem together and loving it.
Almost one of the best parts of the movie, if not the best.
Yeah,
and it's after the movie, by the way. You have to sit there and wait for it.
Yeah,
don't leave.
Oh, don't leave. No.
Don't leave.
This is one of my favorite parts of the movie when Tony Collette is sitting there and they're singing next to each other, and you could tell there was. John, they were family. There was an incredible camaraderie between all these actors and these people they were portraying.
That's right.
They loved each
That's
other.
Right. That's
they
right.
adored
it was awesome.
Each other.
That part was great.
Oh, it was. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, go for
it. Rotten Tomatoes gave this 89%. On a quality scale, I'm giving this 4 stars out of 5. It is a very good movie. I recommend seeing it. It is not great because of the things I mentioned. Too slow early on. Pump up those jokes to where we can actually embrace them and maybe try to be a little less predictable if there's some way you can do that while being true to the story. I don't know if they could. But
I don't either.
I gave it 4. What'd you think?
Actually, you shocked me. I didn't think you'd give it 4. I was around the 3.5 mark.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little less than you. Not that I didn't like it any less than you. It's just, again, I kind of rate it this way. Is it a movie that I would see again? I wouldn't pay to see it again. If it came on TV or a free station or whatever, would I watch it then? Yes, but I'm not going to go pay to watch it again.
You actually called it correctly with me. You see, for me, John, this is a 3-star movie. When I give this grade, I give it for what I think general audiences will think. And I think for me, because I've seen this formula so many times, it felt too much like a retread. And it was too slow in the early parts. So for me, it was only a 3-star movie. But I feel that for our listeners, for the general public, it's a 4-star because, especially
down
the stretch,
I'll give you
it's such a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, and again, timing of this movie.
By the way, the races were well done.
Very well done. And again, the timing of this movie and its message, given where we've just been with COVID.
Yes.
That's I'll agree with Andy on the 4 stars.
Okay, there we go. Political, 3 stars. It takes a little shot at both sides.
Yeah, not bad, though.
Yeah,
it's very tolerable.
It takes a little shot at Karens early on at the left. It takes a little shot at the rich being detached.
And by the way, both are true.
Both are true, and frankly, folks, I had no problem with it. Moral religious, I'm going to give it 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Because it does have some sexual humor, but I think it has a really good message about community risk. Hey, folks, let's take a risk together and not beat each other up if it goes south. Let's hang in there together. It's so easy for us all to get along if we're not taking a risk together.
Sure. It's always easy then.
Yeah. Try getting along when you are taking a risk together and you're going to disagree on some of the decisions that are made along the way. They come together. I love it. I think that's a great message for Americans today. So 3.5 stars in that. 4, 3, 3.5.
And by the way, agree with Andy. I'm going to add a couple of things to it on my end that I agree with Andy on the length of the movie. I thought they could have made it a tad shorter. Or Andy, the one disappointment that I had in the movie was I wish they would have taken some of the time and not done some of the things you mentioned early on. And I would have liked to have seen more of the horse itself being trained, what went into it, the jockey, some of the history there, because there is a connection between the jockey and the horse. And I would have liked to have seen some of that, because you know that's part of the story, too.
I totally agree. I couldn't say it better myself, because this movie came in at, I think, 158, so roughly 2 hours. I would have taken out 10 minutes of the, you know, giving us a feel for the Welsh countryside and so forth, and put that time into the jockey.
They don't need
the
a
horse,
lot, but you could
training,
have taken that amount of time and switched it.
The training.
Mm-hmm. What happened there? And
I want to see a little Rocky training.
I agree. And you knew that existed, so why not show it?
Exactly.
In fact, you could have even done some things like, you know, I don't want to give the movie away or the plot away, but there are times where it would have been nice to have seen what was going on behind the scenes on the training side, because they were looking at something in a way that the owners weren't, and there was even some anticipation on both sides. It would have been nice to have seen the non-owner and trainer side of that.
Right.
And I'm trying to say this without giving the movie away.
Let me make it simple. We would have liked to have seen more of the training of the horse.
There you go.
Because you know darn well it was fascinating.
Yeah, and once you see the movie, you'll know what we mean by that.
But does it really hurt the movie that much?
No.
Is it worth seeing?
Yes.
Yes, go see it.
Very
much
so.
And by the way, one last thing. Would you agree this is a pretty good big screen movie?
Yeah.
I like seeing horse races on the big screen.
And last but not least, even with some of the things Andy said on some of the sexual innuendos and so on, can you take anybody to see this movie? Folks, if your kids go to public school or even go to youth group, they're going to hear more there than what's in this movie. So, yeah, you can go see this movie. It's not a problem.
And it wisps
right
by. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So you go see the movie. Don't worry about it and go see the movie. So, all right, let's do this. We'll come back here right after this. We'll take a quick break. Michael Bailey, Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. And I've talked about this really all week. There were some things I needed with my folks. And, you'd think as much as I talk about Michael on a daily basis, I would have just known some of this. But, I had to ask Michael a couple of things about my folks, which is where they're at and some things we have going on as a family and so on. And so I was asking Michael on Wednesday, hey, do my folks have such and such? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll just, whip that right over to you. And literally within, it wasn't even 5 minutes. I had everything I needed for my folks, because that's what Michael does and did, and it was that simple and easy, and that's why you guys should use him.
What, customer service? I thought no one did that anymore.
Thank you, Andy. Perfect. Yes. It's nice.
There's something very humanizing, John, coming out of COVID, to have somebody actually treat you like a person, not a number. And
exactly
he does.
Exactly right. He does. Very well said, Andy. 720-394-6887 or find him at klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey gives you a measure of control in the face of an unknown future. KLZ's mobile estate planner considers you the only expert on your life, so he will ensure everyone carries out your wishes alone. Instead of exposing your assets to the whims of legislators or family members, your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law gives you the final say. You can't predict the future, but you can decide who controls your assets. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/estate.
Folks, I saw a couple of accidents, believe it or not, on my way down today. I think just with the traffic on Fridays, it just gets beefed up, and there's a lot of things going on, and tensions get high, and the heat, of course, today, as Andy mentioned earlier, all that can cause accidents, and it did today. I saw two or three on my way down here today, so even though we don't have bad weather, accidents still happen. If that's you, you find yourself in an accident, and by the way, that could be in a parking lot, you need somebody to fix the vehicle, that's where a good shop comes into play. We've got three locations up north to serve you. Doesn't matter where you are in town, get the vehicle up there, get it fixed, get it back to OE specifications, and a good shop will do that for you. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, we're back, and real quick, with the movie today, and you can, by the way, find all of this on the website, rushtoreason.com, after we're done, and it does a great job of putting all these things up, including the ratings that we actually give these movies. Dream Horse was the movie, and one thing Andy and I were mentioning during the break that you guys can't hear about, so we'll mention it now, is no agenda in this movie at all.
No.
Zilch. In a lot of cases, you know, lately, almost every movie you see, you're going to see some sort of a trans, bisexual, gay, there's something of that nature thrown in. Not here.
They could have shoved those characters in.
They didn't.
If they wanted to do an agenda, but they didn't. Why? Because they weren't there. And you had the feeling like, had they put some gay characters in there, it would have been fine because it's just, they were just doing it because they were there.
And in this case, they didn't.
Yeah, I didn't care
either
way.
Hats off to them, by the way.
Yeah, but hats off to them for just sticking with the story and not shoving any agenda. And by the way, John, also the rich-poor agenda.
Yeah.
They could have turned this into a big socialist sermon.
They could have. They didn't.
They did not.
No,
they
did not.
They absolutely did not.
The other thing, too, that was really interesting about this is they accomplished all of what we're talking about, what Andy's mentioned during the movie when it comes to risk and the reward and the bringing of the town together and bringing of them together and so on. And unless I missed it at the end and didn't read it correctly, Andy, nobody got rich off of this.
To my knowledge, no.
They made a little bit of money. They didn't lose, all of their investment, but nobody got rich off this.
No. Hey, can I add another thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
It seemed to me, John, I noticed at one point, at one point in the movie, things go well for the poor people, okay? Because they have their ups and downs mm-hmm. throughout this movie. Mm-hmm. And it was neat to see one of the rich people who was a competitor enjoying that things went well for the poor people.
Yes, agree.
Okay, now, in a classic...
Good catch, by the way.
In a classic rich versus... Thank you. In a classic rich versus poor movie, bash the rich movie, how would that rich person have acted?
Snooty.
Stomped yeah. off in a huff, mm. angry, try to undermine them, destroy them, work things behind the scenes. There was none of that. Mm.
Again, folks, Dream Horse. Go see it. It's one of those movies you can take anybody you want to go see and have a good time.
After a year of feeling bad, go to something that feels good.
And for those of us that really do understand that, let me rephrase that. For those of us that understand what happened with COVID and what our government and especially state governments did, not necessarily the federal government, what the state governments did in a lot of areas, Colorado included, watching this movie and realizing that, you know, every official should go watch this movie to understand why you don't do what we did to people.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you look at how life was in that little Welsh town, and there weren't masks or anything, there was no, you know.
Still no hope.
No pandemic. But the way life was in that little town is the way that a lot of these Democrat governors made life during COVID. And you really felt it,
Andy,
the depression.
Andy, it's the way that communism and socialism makes things.
Yeah, it really is.
Right?
It really is.
Because when everybody...
Bread lines. It felt... I mean, they weren't in bread lines. They
almost
were just buying things, but it felt like
it. Felt like that. Yes, yes. All right. Well, we'll come right back, by the way, finish things off. We'll get into 90s movies here at the next hour. Novus Auto Glass is up next. And hey, every time I mention this, you guys respond. You actually go online. You fill out the form, and we send you off the little windshield Band-Aids, we call them, that help keep that pit crack, you know, that place that needs repaired. We keep it nice and clean and easier to repair. You get a better fix when it's all said and done. And all you do is go to klzradio.com, fill that out, and we'll send those to you. You can also find a location near you, pick them up there. Or if you need a windshield crack or a chip repair done and or a full replacement, they can handle that. And they work with all insurance companies as well. They are our glass buddies. Let's just say it that way. It's Novus Auto Glass. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, myself and Andy Pate, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, finishing out the first hour. And we, by the way, appreciate you all listening to us each and every week. Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be here first thing in the morning, Fix It Radio, followed by Drive Radio. Anything you've got for around the house or your vehicle, join us then. Otherwise, Andy and I are going to be back. Richard will join us as well, my son, and we will do movies from the 90s. And by the way, thank a lot of you already for adding to my list, because I was pretty bare until some of you texted quite a few things in here lately. So thank you, listeners, for doing so.
You needed an assist this week, didn't you?
Yeah, because this one's rough, because I was doing a lot of other things besides movies then. So we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Hour 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.